CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down for a one-on-one interview with the Reuters news agency ahead of his forthcoming trip to the UK. As part of the interview, the Chinese president has stood firm on Chinese sovereignty over the South China Sea. But in addressing questions about it, Xi Jinping also says the Chinese side will manage the disputes in the region through talks and will always ensure freedom of navigation through the vital waterway. At the same time, Xi Jinping also says the slowdown of the Chinese economy is a concern, but says steps are being taken to address the issue. On a lighter note, Xi Jinping, a football fan, has talked excitedly about his impending trip to Manchester later this week, where he's going to tour Man City's football headquarters. A record number of Chinese tourists visited Britain in the first half of 2015. According to official tourism data, more than 90,000 Chinese visited Britain during the first 6 months of the year, a 28% rise from the same period last year. Officials expect that Britain will host more than 200,000 Chinese visitors for 2015. The data also show that Britain attracted a significant increase of visitors from the Middle East Gulf states this year. Tourism officials have attributed the growth to successful regional campaigns and commercial partnerships. A car and a coach collided head-on in East China's Anhui province on Sunday noon, killing 7 people and injuring 2 others on the car. The accident occurred in the county of Nanling, where the overload sedan crashed into the coach. The injured are not in critical condition. China will launch an environment safety inspection over industries involving chemicals and other dangerous substances. The inspection lasts from late October to early November. It will cover ports and industries such as petrochemical, chemical, and non-ferrous metal industries in 16 provincial localities. Inspectors will look into whether chemical industry parks and ports have undergone environment assessment and whether new environmental hazards emerge. They will also examine the management and disposal of dangerous waste. Top officials from Iran and the EU have jointly announced the implementation of the nuclear deal reached between Iran and the 6 world powers in July. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action went into effect on October 18th, or the so-called Adoption Day, which comes in 90 days after the UN endorsed the deal. Head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salahi, said his country is ready to take practical steps in compliance with the terms of the historic deal. In the meantime, the International Atomic Energy Agency said it will provisionally apply the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement when the nuclear deal comes into effect. The additional protocol is a voluntary agreement that grants the IAEA expanded rights of access to information on nuclear and nuclear-related activities. A Turkish court has arrested 4 suspects related to the twin bombings earlier this month. So far, 12 people are placed under detention, some in relation to messages they wrote on Twitter about the attack. 6 people appeared in court on Sunday after prosecutors asked them to be arrested pending trial. The court arrested 4 suspects, while the remaining 2 people were released. 2 bombs exploded seconds apart outside Ankara's main train station on October 10th, targeting a rally of pro-Kurdish activists and civic groups. The bombings happened just 3 weeks ahead of a general election. The Ankara bombings are the worst attack of their kind in Turkish history. Super Typhoon Kapu have weakened after blowing ashore with fierce winds in the northeastern Philippines on Sunday, leaving at least 2 people dead, displacing 16,000 villagers, and knocking out power in entire provinces. Officials say army troops and police were deployed to rescue residents trapped in flooded villages in the hard-hit provinces of Aurora, where the typhoon made landfall early on Sunday. 3 fishermen who had gone missing at sea were rescued off northern Bataan province, and 3 other missing people were found in an evacuation camp in Aurora's Balar town. Israeli police have admitted to mistakenly shooting at a foreigner in the aftermath of an attack on a bus station in Beersheba. A police commander said officers at the bus station opened fire on a foreigner during the attack on Sunday, apparently thinking he was an assailant. The man, an Eritrean national, was wounded. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.